This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
The manifesto, I'll give you my thoughts. Local elections, I'll talk about that. How are we doing on the abortion issue? All that and some electricity coming up on I'm Right. Did you hear the latest and most exciting news in the world? Now, are you ready for this? You ready for this? We have poll numbers about the presidential election. Isn't that exciting? And if I sound like I'm being sarcastic and tongue-in-cheek, it's because I am. Oh, I know that's all you've seen on TV all day long. That's all you've heard on the radio all day long. There's a new New York Times poll out, and Joe Biden is losing to Donald Trump in all these elections. Oh my gosh, isn't that earth-shattering? We are a year away from the 2024 election, and there are critical elections happening right now in this country that will determine what your life looks like going forward. Your local and state elections are so much more important than all this national politics people talk about and obsess over all day long. Let me ask you something, and you don't have to answer this, right? Because this might just be a gut check time, and I've had to gut check myself many times in my life. So let me gut check you if I can. It's an honest question. Do you have a MAGA hat? A DeSantis t-shirt? Do you go online? Do you go on social media and maybe argue about politics? I can't believe Joe Biden sucks. I love Trump. DeSantis is the best. Do you do that? And all that stuff's fine. I'm not insulting any of those things. All that stuff's fine. Do you do those things? Okay. If you do, do you know if you even have an election tomorrow? And if you do have an election tomorrow, are you planning on showing up? Have you rallied other people to show up? If you're in Kentucky, you have an election tomorrow, a critical election. Pennsylvania. Shoot, Tucson, Arizona, Texas, Mississippi, all across the country, critical elections are happening. And you know what I see? And this is why I'm going off on this to start show. We're going to get to Scott Presley here in a minute. You know what I see? It's just crazy to me. So I sat down for breakfast. The wife and I sat down for breakfast with an old Marine buddy of mine and his wife on Sunday morning. Went to church, we went out, it was late breakfast, brunch thing. We sit down with these guys, they're from East Texas, right? They're from East Texas. He's a huge Trump guy. All right, so we were sitting there, we were talking about the legal troubles in Trump and all these other things, and he's really, really concerned about what they're doing to Trump and the legal battles, and he's not sure what's going on, and that's all he could talk about, right? I wanted to talk about other things. All he could talk about was Trump and the legal battle and Trump this and Trump that. He's really involved. And I said, oh man, okay. Did you vote in the Texas election yet? And I knew he didn't. The second I got the look from him, he kind of gave me that side thing, and he knew I'd caught him, so he knew where I was going with it. And he tried to play it off. Well, no, I mean, I'm not quite yet. I'm still figuring it out. He finally had to cough it up. Neither he or his wife, all Trump this, Trump that, Trump MAGA baby, even knew there was a local election, critical local election in his home state. We have got to wake up and shape up on the right. This horrible obsession we have with presidential politics, and we neglect the more important elections that are local and statewide, has got to stop or we will lose it all. Not only can we win these local elections, they're right there for our taking. You see, these are low turnout elections. It's nobody but the vile communist scum who even bother to show up, and we outnumber them by a million. So what do you do? What should you do? You don't have to change the world. One, figure out what they are. Your state has a Secretary of State page that tells you when every single election is. That's one website. You do it on your phone now. When's your local election? Beep, 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 beep. Right there on your phone. Figure out where they are and text your friends, neighbors, mom, brother. Hey, just wanted to give you a heads up. Local election is tomorrow. Make sure you vote yes on Prop 13. Don't let them ignore you either. Hey, check it in. Did you get that? It's really important you go vote. Harass them if you have. Do you know what the communists do? They text and harass their friends. They start social media groups. Did you go out and vote against Donald Trump today? Ah! Are you involved like that? Let me ask you something. You go to church in Ohio? Are you by chance an Ohio resident? You know that tomorrow, abortion has a chance to be enshrined as the law in the Ohio Constitution? Did your pastor mention it this Sunday? In between sermons about turning the other cheek, did he mention that? Come on, we've got to shape up and wake up, all right? Look, you're in Kentucky. You want this guy to remain in charge?
This virus wants to kill as many of us as possible. And it'll mutate, it'll change. We gotta be flexible, we gotta be proactive, but most importantly, we have to do the right thing. Push out the noise and protect one another. It's critical for our lives. It's critical to keep our kids in school. They wear masks, they'll be in school. They won't, they'll be home quarantined.
Don't you remember when American politicians, Democrat and Republican, used to feel totally comfortable threatening you with things they would take away from you because of a virus? I remember that like it was yesterday. Anyway, don't get me started. We're talking about local elections here. Joining me now, my buddy Scott Pressler, national spokesman, Early Vote Action Pack, out there actually putting in the work. Scott, I don't want to distract you from the 2024 presidential election, which is a year away, and the primary and stuff, but there are some fairly important elections happening, like tomorrow. Let's start with the governor's races. What ones are they and where?
Thanks, Jesse. So yes, tomorrow, Tuesday, November 7th, we have elections. In Kentucky, you heard it himself, that Andy Beshear, Democrat governor, he is no moderate. He shut down the schools, he shut down the churches. He let out the inmates while punishing law-abiding citizens. So no, we cannot reward him for what he did during the pandemic. We must elect Daniel Cameron running for governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. We also have Mississippi. Tate Reeves is the current Republican governor of Mississippi. He is running for re-election. Now, Stacey Abrams, she's been working in Mississippi to try to flip that state blue. We must hold this governorship. And as you know, Jesse, we already had victory earlier this year when we elected Governor-elect Jeff Landry in Louisiana on Saturday, October 14th. Those are the gubernatorial elections.
Scott, before I move on to Pennsylvania, where I know you've been spending a bunch of time, I'm not asking you to do a crystal ball thing. Who's going to win? Who's going to lose? I'm really not. All I'm asking is, are you seeing good momentum, good movement on the ground in one, hopefully both of these places, neither of these places? Tell me what you're seeing as the guy on the ground.
Well, look, Jesse, I'm not a baloney guy. I'm not a hopium. I'm not going to tell you what you want me to say or what you want to hear. The fact of the matter is the Democrats are going into Election Day with 400,000 votes. They're voting by mail. They're voting early. This is anyone's game. And I mean that. In any of the elections happening tomorrow in Virginia, the Democrats aren't where they need to be. In Kentucky, Republicans and Democrats are neck and neck. And in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, if our base turns out, we win. This all comes down to who is going to show up until the polls close at 8 p.m. Eastern time zone tomorrow in Pennsylvania. However, I will tell you, I'm here in Allegheny County in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we are seeing unprecedented activity in Allegheny County. This is a 2-1 D to R county, and despite that, we are tied in this election. So if you have never been active before, or if you have never volunteered, now is that time. Get everyone out to vote for Joe Racky for county executive in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
Why? What are the stakes? Why should I give a crap? After all the games on tonight, Scott, I'm pretty sure it's Monday. It's Monday. I got Monday Night Football. Scott, I'm busy. Why should I get involved?
Well, I'll tell you, look, I bet you people listening to Jesse Kelly care about election integrity, and they would know that in 2019, county commissioner races and county executive races were flipped from red to blue. And is it possible that because those races were flipped, that in 2020, with all of the shenanigans and the lack of election integrity, that that made an impact in who won the presidential election? I would argue so. So this is our opportunity. Let's elect Republican county commissioners. Let's elect Republican county executives, provide for election integrity, and set ourselves up for success to elect a Republican president in 2024.
I love it. All right, give me the skinny on Virginia. What are the stakes? What do I care? Why should I care?
Well, the early voting numbers, mail-in voting and early voting, are not what the Democrats need right now. We are seeing actually a lack of turnout. And that's despite the Democrats, you know, pushing their mail-in voting. That's despite Governor Youngkin having his Secure Your Ballot Virginia, and even my organization, Early Vote Action. So it's anecdotal, but are the Democrats going to turn out tomorrow? That's why I said this is anyone's game. If you live in Virginia, this is our opportunity. We pick up two state Senate seats. Governor Glenn Youngkin will have an entirely Republican legislature, which puts us in play to elect a Republican president next year out of the Commonwealth of Virginia.
I love it. Scott, my brother, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep supporting you, man. Keep going, all right?
Thanks, Jesse.
You bet. That's my man right there. And look, all of us, right? All of us, normal people. Let's get it done. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but hopefully it didn't. But I'm right. We have a huge show for you. I'm going to get, obviously, to the manifesto stuff. We're going to talk about pro-life stuff. We have all kinds of stuff to get to. Before we do any of that, let's do this really quickly. We need nutrition, don't we? Look, I'm not a big fan, so what do you want me to tell you? I know I need to eat my vegetables. I don't want to eat my vegetables. I want to eat a double cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. No vegetables, Jack in the Box. But I eat the vegetables anyway. You know why? Because there's no nutrition in the Jack in the Box cheeseburger. Your dog eats a double cheeseburger from Jack in the Box every meal if your dog eats dog food. All dog food. It's brown because it's dead. It's empty calories. There's no nutrients in it at all. You don't have to take away your dog's food. He likes it. Pour Rough Greens on your dog's food. All natural nutritional supplement. Whatever your dog needs, vitamins, minerals, omega oils, everything your dog needs for life, right there. And he likes it. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag, or call him 833-33-MY-DOG. You need nutrition. So does your dog. All right. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
That moment didn't turn out very well for Terry McAuliffe and Democrats. Joining me now, great investigative reporter for the Daily Wire, Luke Rosiak, author also of the book Race to the Bottom. Okay, Luke, things kind of changed in Virginia ever since then. I remember I even had to live there for a year, and it was a blue place. I remember looking at the TV ads, the yard signs, and it was blue. Granted, I was in Northern Virginia, the blue part. Now we have this Republican governor and a big election coming up. What happened?
Yeah, well, tomorrow's the big day. Virginia is one of the only states that has elections in off years. Republicans controlled the state legislature in Richmond for decades until 2019, when the Democrats added the House and the Senate to their Democrat governor, and they had total control for 2 years. They did some crazy things, like you just saw with, parents. Basically, schools became the big issue, and the Democrats doubled down on basically the teachers' union message. They closed schools. And it was 2 years ago that Governor Glenn Youngkin won his surprise victory. So now, on Tuesday, we'll see elections to determine whether Republicans can control the Senate. They need to take back the Senate for Youngkin to basically do the things he wants to do. The Democrats are counting on basically just distracting people with abortion and national stuff with, like, invoking Donald Trump and things like that. But the Democrats have really swung left since last time. So if people think it's going to be like it was in 2019, it's actually going to be a lot more radical Democrats. A lot of the more moderate ones lost their primaries. There's a lot of discontent even among traditional Democrats here, where this incoming batch of Democrats is kind of poised to be more radical than anything we've ever seen.
Now, hold on. I want to nail down on that for a second. You say the moderate ones are losing and the radical ones are winning, so Virginia's going the other way?
In the Democrat primary, yeah. So it's kind of a low turnout primary election, especially because it's an odd number year. You're not voting for the president. You're not voting for Congress. And so the people that wind up turning out in the Democrat primary are the most hardcore partisans. And so you have things like kind of a traditional sort of Bill Clinton Democrat who has been in office for a long time, was defeated by this far left school board member who now wants to be promoted to the state house. And she used her school board position to retaliate against her election opponent, who's a conservative teacher. and basically had to try to have her disciplined. So it really seems like something pretty corrupt going on. And then the school board races, you know, we were talking about the House of Delegates, the Senate, and then school board races are the big ones, and then prosecutors as well. And so you have a guy down in Chesapeake who's basically a Satanist. He tried to have a after-school Satan club in schools, and he kept pushing that even after a Satanist murdered 7 people just 5 minutes away from his school. He's talking about how he wants all the kids to join the Satan club because if they have the capacity for logic and critical thinking, they wouldn't be Christians. He's running with the full backing of the Democrat Party. And then down at the school board level, you have a DOJ lawyer, a current DOJ lawyer, who's running an overtly Democrat partisan campaign for the Loudoun County School Board. And she's running on a platform that parents' rights advocates are, quote, extremists. And that's likely a violation of the Hatch Act, which is supposed to prevent federal employees from overtly being political. Certainly DOJ employees, you really don't want to be political because of the things like you've seen Attorney General Merrick Garland kind of invoked or mobilized the FBI to go after parents. They even, you know, cited this, the father of the rape victim, the transgender rape cover-up in Loudoun County. So Loudoun County was kind of ground zero for the DOJ intimidating parents. And now we have a DOJ lawyer running for office as a Democrat in Loudoun County. So, yeah, there's kind of a lot at stake in Virginia. And I think, you know, for whatever we saw during that brief period of Democrat control from 2019 to 2021, if they get control again, they're kind of going to go full throttle because people that were on the fringes of the party back then are not going to be the ones in charge.
Okay, Luke, obviously you've kept us abreast of all the news from Loudoun County over the years, and we appreciate that. So it would look, I'm on the outside looking in. I don't live in Loudoun County. I live in Texas. I would assume Loudoun County is a place that is moving right because of how radical it's been. And surely this DOJ nutball running for school board on a platform like that has no chance, right? Surely this county has to be moving that direction.
Yeah, I think there's obviously a lot of concern among parents. We're going to see what happens, but especially in these off-year elections, I think a lot comes down to turnout. A lot of people just frankly don't know what's going on, and that's probably true no matter what state you're in when it comes to these local elections. The guy that's going to be Speaker of the House, if the Democrats win, is a guy named Don Scott. Probably pretty much no one's ever heard of him, but he's going to be essentially the Nancy Pelosi of Virginia if the Democrats win. He's a felon who spent nearly 8 years in prison on drug charges. And he's kind of going to be the leader of the party, and he'd be joining the current top Democrat on the Senate side, who's a lady who runs a marijuana store and was arrested on felony charges. And then she hired the other guy whose picture you're showing right now as his lawyer, and he got those felony charges dropped. So it's kind of this is a guy, Don Scott, who wanted to release murderers from jail when they reached the age of 65, as long as they've served at least 5 years in jail. So basically, you can murder someone when you're 60 years old and know you'll be out in 5 years. And so back in 2019, 2020, he tried to do this bill. And the other Democrats at that time said, no, you're kind of crazy. We're going to block that. Those people have all been defeated. And now he's kind of the insurgent, the up-and-coming flank of the Democratic Party. He's going to be the Speaker of the House if they win. And so you can imagine these violent criminals being released from jail over the objections of the parole department. You can see the Commonwealth attorneys, which is what we call prosecutors here, who tend to overtly put politics over the law. And they run on campaigns that directly say, no matter what the law says, I'm not going to prosecute. They usually say abortion, but you can kind of fill in the blank. That's a sentence that is pretty remarkable to hear from a prosecutor, that no matter what the law says, I'm not going to. That's kind of a shocking thing for a prosecutor says, where they're basically saying it doesn't even matter what the House of Delegates does, because we're just going to selectively enforce or not enforce the law. That's something we've actually seen come up with, you know, kind of probably the most famous of the Democrats' crazy candidates here in Virginia, which is the porno candidate, right? Susanna Gibson, who was raising money by filming herself selling sex acts online. You know, basically, lawyers tell me that what she did is prostitution in Virginia. She could be prosecuted for that. So I did a Freedom of Information Act to the local prosecutor. I found that she's actually coordinating with the candidate, helping her with her PR messaging rather than prosecuting her.
Oh, Luke, I don't know that this has ever happened. I'm at a loss for words. There's a demon worshiper, and there's a porn star, and there's drug. And there's, you know, Luke, just come back soon and keep us updated, brother. Thank you so much.
It does seem like the setup for a joke. Thanks for having me, Jesse.
Thanks, boss. Yeah, you see what I mean? The local elections matter. Get out there, all right? Abortion's on the ballot tomorrow as well. Talk about that in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let's do this. You've seen our legal system. Look, you just heard Luke. Look at this DOJ attorney. Look at the platform. This is our legal system now. This is your legal system, my legal system. If something happens, we are going to be underneath that legal system. They're going to be after us. Do you carry a weapon? Good. Do you have an attorney? I didn't ask if you had insurance that'll pay for an attorney. That's a scam. They'll drop you. They do. Read your contract. Do you have an attorney? Ah, Jesse, I'm just a normal guy. That's what Attorneys on Retainer is all about. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you have an attorney. A normal guy has an attorney on retainer. Go get one, please, for your protection, for your freedom, that of your family, all right? AttorneysOnRetainer.us/Jesse gets you $50 off. Go get an attorney now, please. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is, if you're in Ohio, abortion is on the ballot tomorrow. And if you're pro-life, you can actually get up and get off your butt and go do something about it. The bad news is that abortion shouldn't even be on the ballot, because the last time it was on the ballot, you didn't get up and get off your butt and go do something about it. So either you're going to or you're not. And I'm going to echo someone else's sentiments here. So I'm basically ripping someone off. I forget who it was. They said, you know, that crazy liberal white woman with no life and 10 cats. I promise you, she's going to go vote for abortion tomorrow. Are you too busy? practice and games on and stuff like that? Okay. Then don't complain when it's enshrined in your Constitution. Joining me now, Greg Price, Communication Director of the Great State Freedom Caucus Network, and Sean Carney, President and CEO of 40 Days for Life. Sean, we've been covering this a lot. We always will. Please tell me we're going to win in Ohio.
I hope we do, but this approach in a post-Roe America of we will panic, we will tell people that women are dying in the streets, we will say that young rape victims are in danger of dying, we will use every scare tactic to push abortion through. This is exactly what they did, and I know you've covered it, but this proposition is insane. It allows abortion through all 40 weeks. It allows minors to get an abortion without parental consent. It allows adults to assist minors to get an abortion without parental consent, with no repercussions for the adult who assists the minor to get the abortion. It obviously has the sex changes with no parental consent, but the abortion part is absolutely insane, and it does go through all 40 weeks.
Of course it does. Of course it goes all 40 weeks. Greg, let's do a little rewind here, just so everyone remembers, and it's important we look back on how we've failed terribly. Why is the red state of Ohio, very red now, used to be purple, very red, why is the red state of Ohio, why is there even an option to enshrine abortion in the state's constitution, Greg?
Well, it's very simple, Jesse, and that is the pro-abortion side is extremely motivated and extremely well-funded, extremely loud, extremely angry, a lot more so than our side, which is very, very disappointing. And you've seen, you know, in states everywhere all over the country, abortion has become, you know, abortion bans in particular have become electoral poison for our side for those various reasons. And so I think this in Ohio is a legitimate test for the pro-life movement, because this isn't even a ban. It's a constitutional amendment to continue to enshrine abortion in the Constitution. And if we can't, keep that out of the Constitution in a ruby red state like Ohio, we got a real problem. It's a legitimate test. I think it's also something that hasn't been talked about too often, a legitimate test for the faith community too. Like, if you're so committed to the pro-life movement and protecting unborn life as you claim to be, faith leaders and faith institutions have to be heavily involved, and this is going to be a real, real test and to see just how motivated our side is to get out there and vote to protect life.
Sean, I'm glad Greg brought up this point. Look, simple numbers-wise, the amount of Christians, Catholics, whatever, the amount of church-going people in Ohio, I have no doubt, exceeds the number of people who love abortion by orders of magnitude. Therefore, this shouldn't even be close. So I have to ask, even though I already know the answer, where are the Christians?
Well, this has been, I think, a positive on this front from what I've seen, because typically you get things like this and you never hear from anybody. But the Catholic bishops of all the dioceses of Ohio have spoken strongly and told people to vote no. They poured $1 million into the campaign. It's encouraging news. We always don't get a lot of encouraging news from clergy. But the Catholic bishops I know have done a lot. They've poured $1 million into it. They've been adamant. Everything y'all are saying, it just doesn't make sense. I agree with you. This is Ohio. In a lot of ways, this is the birth of the pro-life movement. This is where pregnancy centers started before Roe v. Wade legalized abortion. Cincinnati is one of the most pro-life towns in the United States, if not the most pro-life major cities in the United States. There's a lot going for our side. I am worried about the wording. This was the problem in Kansas last year when abortion won. The Kansas, you walk up to vote and you're pro-life, you better have like three lawyers with you to explain what the heck it is you're trying to vote for. It is very confusing when you read the wording that's on the ballot. It's basically, do you want to be good and help healthcare, or do you want to be horrible? And it's word salad, it's long-winded, and people need to know, in the end, vote no.
In the end, vote no. Okay, Greg, give me an update, if you will, because you're running this wonderful State Freedom Caucus thing, among others. What's going on with abortion in other states at the state level? I know we've had some wins. Are we still getting those?
Yeah, we've had tons of wins over the last year. You know, in South Carolina, they passed the heartbeat bill, I think, 2 years ago, and then it got struck down by the state Supreme Court. But they passed it again. And this time the court had a conservative majority. So we got the heartbeat bill in South Carolina. North Carolina passed what maybe not a strong enough pro-life law, but they passed a pro-life law as well. We've gotten this done in states, you know, like Montana, and in states of like Idaho. And so, you know, all of there have been a ton of wins over the last year for the pro-life community, but there have also been a lot of losses. And I think the losses have kind of they've gotten a lot, certainly a lot more attention than the wins, specifically in places like Kansas. You know, I think, you know, the pro-life movement really has to think about their strategy for the future, not just to affect legislation, but to win hearts and minds. I think, you know, I don't think we were as ready as we should have been for what the electoral situation would look like in a post-Roe America. That certainly has reflected itself. And I think our strategy needs to improve greatly for the future.
Speaking of hearts and minds, Glenn Youngkin was talking about 15 weeks, Sean. Well, here he is.
I really feel that this is a moment for us to come together around reasonable limits where we can protect life at 15 weeks, where a baby feels pain, with full exceptions in the case of rape and incest and when the mother's life is at risk. And I think this is a place that Virginians can come together. All the way up through birth is way too extreme. This is a place we can come together and settle on a very difficult topic. And I think we can lead here as opposed to fight.
Well, yeah, but current Virginia law says has abortion access up to 26 weeks. Why not just leave that law in place?
What I'm hearing from Virginians, and nearly 70% have responded that they would support a bill to protect life at 15 weeks with full exceptions where a baby can feel pain. And I think this is a reasonable place for us to land. And what's on the ballot, I think, is a choice between no limits.
Okay, Sean, look, I'm obviously a bit more hardcore on it than 15 weeks, to put it mildly. I don't even believe in exceptions, but I'm also all about moving the ball in the right direction. Glenn Youngkin's in Virginia, 15 weeks, if that's what they can get. Are we okay with that for now, understanding that we'll want more later? Are we okay with that for now?
No. I mean, this is, I think, a well-intentioned. There's a lot of good Republicans pushing this. It's a good intention in a post-Roe America where they're scrambling, you know, hoping abortion doesn't come up. It's well-intentioned. It's awful. It's completely stupid. And it sounds bad. And it's not based on science. So it's okay to abort the baby if he or she can't feel pain? So now we're the party of mercy killing? I mean, they can't feel anything. What's the big deal? And what in the world? We're just grabbing 15 weeks out of thin air. What happens when you're 14 weeks and 6 days? What happens in the 24 hours where all of a sudden you get to stay? You get to live amongst us. I hate the 15-week ban. I think it's a huge mistake. I also think it's a loser politically. Who's going to convert? Who's going to come together? These people want abortion at 40 weeks and they want infanticide, especially in Virginia where their previous governor, you know, articulated on the radio. Who's going to say, oh, yeah, 15 weeks, I'll go for that? We cannot continue to solidify the dehumanization of the unborn. And, of course, all politics is compromise. Everybody knows that. But 15 weeks is a joke, and I think it makes people cringe. I don't know why they don't embrace the heartbeat bills. The heartbeat bills were very, very popular in the states where they passed because it humanized the baby. I think that's a good starting point before we ban all abortions, because people can relate to a beating heart. We spend a lot of money keeping our hearts beating in our country. So I don't like the 15-week at all. I have nothing positive to say about it.
I support it. Sean, Greg, thank you, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Yes, I heard about the manifesto leak of that Nashville shooter. And yes, I have thoughts on it. And they're probably going to be different than the thoughts that you've heard today. So just hang on for that. Before we get to that, let's do this really quickly. Obviously, we're all doing it right now, right? Tax season is all of a sudden upon us. So we're figuring out who's who and what's what. And maybe this season is uniquely scary for you because maybe you owe. Maybe you've missed a year, 2 years. Maybe you owe. Maybe you're sitting there frantic. Well, maybe we can sell the house. Before you panic, before you try to tackle this on your own, go get a professional. A professional. Tax Network USA, they're professionals. They will help you. They know what they're doing. If you owe $500,000, if you've missed for 10 years, there's nothing you're going to tell Tax Network USA that they haven't heard before. They will get involved and they will get you out of it. TaxNetworkUSA.com/Jesse. Go, all right? TaxNetworkUSA.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's have a talk about the manifesto. In case you're just now tuning in, you remember the tranny shooter out of Nashville, right? Nutball tranny walks into a Christian school, mows down a bunch of Christian kids. Eventually, the cops take him out. What was it? I even lost it at this point in time. Who cares? Eventually, the cops take that miserable little thing out, who's rotting in hell now. And the oddest thing happened. You see, this shooter had a manifesto, all kinds of notes written down, and law enforcement wouldn't release it. Which is so weird. And it's so weird because almost always when there's a shooting that can be pinned on anybody on the right, law enforcement will release it right away. But they didn't release this one. And people are taking the wrong lessons from this manifesto today. And here are the things that are getting wrong. People think that today, the real story about this manifesto, this is courtesy of Steven Crowder. He's the one who got this information. I want to make sure he gets credit for that. So today, people are saying, well, the cops covered it up. Look at this anti-white rhetoric. Look at this. Okay, let's drill down on that part because that is part of the story. It's not the main part of the story. Let's talk about the rhetoric, actually. Why does that matter? Why do these things that are written down matter? Well, there's a situation right now in the United States of America that you and I have discussed many times. We're not going to go over it again. Remember, there are two different types of communists. Always have been, always will be. It was this way in the Soviet Union, China. It's this way here. There are elite communist scum, and there are street communist scum. Street communist scum, BLM, Antifa, LGBTQ, all these, that would be the tranny shooters. Street communist scum. They have a job. Their job is to rape, murder, pillage, protest, cause havoc. The elite communist scum, these are the Joe Bidens, the FBIs of the world. Their job is to run cover for the street communist scum, right? They each have a job to do. Now, you can move back and forth. Eventually, you could work your way up from being street communist scum to elite communist scum. That would be Bernie Sanders, used to be a street communist scumbag. Now he's a United States senator, so now he's up here in the elite. Okay, so there's elite and street. Elite and street, right? The tranny, street. So how do the elite make sure the street do their job? Well, language, rhetoric. Why do you think they talk like this all the time?
They want white supremacy by ventriloquist effect. There is a black mouth moving, but a white idea through the running on the runway of the tongue of a figure who justifies and legitimates the white supremacist practices.
You have had others who have openly embraced white supremacy.
I think the Republican Party is sort of this extremist, anti-science, nativist, embracing white supremacist, insurrectionist party at this point.
White nationalists, anarchists, whatever in this country that are using mass mandates and a public health crisis to sort of wage chaos.
Domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
What I know is the law, and what I know is what white people are willing to do to defend white supremacy.
Like the roots of the anti-abortion movement, these bans are rooted in patriarchy and white supremacy.
When it comes to terms that are considered polarizing, terms like fascism and Nazi are considered to be polarizing terms. But unfortunately, those are the correct ways to describe what is happening with Republicans.
Why do the elite talk like that? Because as you saw from the excerpts of that manifesto today, white this and privilege that, the elite speak that way because the street listen. When the elite speak that way, they're issuing marching orders, vague ones, of course, but they know their little street animals at the bottom will act on those things. And you see, they, the elite, will run cover for them after the street act. Why do you think it is? Why do you think it is that all of our politicians now, our FBI, all the people in charge of the system, why do you think they are so comfortable now constantly calling you a threat?
We must do everything in our power to end hate-fueled domestic terrorism.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Now we have what we call domestic violent extremism or domestic terrorism.
Why do you think that is? Because they know the street scum are always listening. And street scum like this tranny shooter nut job, obviously mentally ill, demonic, horrible. How many times does that nutball have to hear that kind of messaging from the elite before the street decides it's time to act? Now, that, of course, matters, right? So that matters. But there's a second part. I promise you a second part that matters. And this is my point. If I hire a bodyguard, I hire a bodyguard to stand in front of my house and protect me and my family. Not that we're not well protected here in the Kelly home, but what if I hire a bodyguard to protect me and my family? And one day, a mass murderer shows up and hurts a bunch of us in my home and then leaves a note explaining why he did it. And the bodyguard, instead of studying the note, showing me the note, coming up with a plan for, you know, how can we prevent something like this from happening again, instead the bodyguard takes the note and tries to hide it from me. How many bad guys are there in this situation? Is there one or is there two? Everyone's focused today on the nutball tranny shooter. So much more focus should be on each and every law enforcement agency in this country that chose to run cover for America's national religion here in the U.S. of gay by covering up for the shooter. The story is not the shooter. The story is the system running cover for the shooter. Because the street communist scum, they can do nothing. They're completely powerless without the elite communist scum running cover for them. Everyone's focused on this. these people are still in charge. That may also have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. We have a lot more to get to. Actually, we just have to watch some guy hurt himself. Before we get to that, here's what I want you to do. Look, money's still not going well. I mean, the value of it. And the only thing we can do to protect ourselves as the elite communist scum ruin the value of our dollar, the only thing we can do is figure out what else holds value. What can I get? Because once the dollar, once the dollar goes, what do? Well, you get precious metals. You get what has always had value. Oxford Gold, wrap your mind around this. Oxford Gold, when you get a hold of them, they'll send gold or silver coins, not bars, to your front door. You could take those coins and travel back in time 2,000 years ago and still buy things with them. I could put you in a market in Rome and you could walk through it and buy things. Wrap your mind around how incredible that is. That's lasting value. Buy some, please, before you need it. JesseKellyGold.com is where you go do that. Don't forget, almost forgot, get one in your 401k as well, retirement account. They can weave it into that. Oxford Gold handles all that. JesseKellyGold.com, delivered to your front door. Go get it. All right? We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It is time to lighten the mood. I'm sorry, I'm already laughing. But anyway, listen, you like specials? Do you like our history? Like when I do history, we do history here on I'm Right. You know we did a World War II history one. Well, we're doing one, right? Veterans Day. You know that you can go check that out, thefirsttv.com/history. thefirsttv.com/history. Sign up to be a First TV subscriber. Enjoy all the specials we do whenever you want. All right? All right. Here's a man who, I think he needs to change professions if he's an electrician.
Be kind to ground or negative. The tip of the gun here simulates a human finger. I make this simple circuit and I'll plug it in. Now the circuit is hot and the voltage is on this. Voltage. Oh my god! Please join me for the first time to hear how it sounds. And 1, 2, 3, 4. this is wild. You can see how far.
By the way, I shouldn't do this, but I'm sorry, I'm a father. Kids, it's funny online. Don't do any of that stuff, you'll die. All right? I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.